You don't want to have your children tell you everything because you're trying to control them and it's fear-based. You want your children to have the freedom and the relationship as they mature and your relationship grows to want to tell you everything. Now, fear and control would say, "Now tell me what's happening, and oh, why is that happening?" And they would, "Oh, can you tell the difference?" Okay. You want relationships where people are free to come and share with you because they trust you, they enjoy your company, and there's a real relationship there. You don't want to call it a relationship and think it's okay when really you're so full of fear that you're trying to control and manipulate, and you're actually going to talk about calculating everything you say and do to make sure that your children do everything just right. Or that your spouse doesn't leave you. You need to get real. You need to stop a little bit and say, "Lord, why am I? What is motivating me here? What's motivating me in this relationship?" And get sensitive to having that edge on you. Do you know what I'm talking about? When you get sensitive to this edge, that edge is a demon. That's so politically, culturally incorrect. It's biblically correct. When something is pushing at you or putting that tenseness there and other people pick up on it, just don't think it's because you're an intense person. There is a spirit of fear operating and control operating that other people are picking up on. Boy, I look at it, it's like, wow, you can't, it's really, it's kind of difficult with so many different people to hope everybody's catching on and going in the right direction with this. The other parenting flaw is to just, or even with any relationship, is the, listen to the tape again, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. You don't want to be blind to what's going on. You don't want to be blind until it blows up. It's not true that just because you're not seeing it, it's not happening. Holy Spirit wants you to be sensitive to Him because He wants you to be a protector of your children. Holy Spirit wants you to know the schemes of the enemy. The Holy Spirit wants to give you wisdom to speak into relationships the truth of God's word. And so I would say the two extremes are this, and different relationships can be different. One extreme is that I got to know everything, and you think you're a better parent because you do, or a better spouse. Tell me this, tell me that. And you control everything with manipulation and calculating everything and where they're going to be and what's going to happen. And it's just this constant, you know, just this constant busybody involved, making decisions for everybody, constantly calling the shots. And let me say, you think this is normal, okay? You think it's your personality. It's not a personality issue. It's a control issue, okay? You take away the other person. Something in you is so afraid of other people's decisions that you've decided to make them for them. Something in you has been hurt by other people's decisions. Therefore, you've made an inner vow or something to make sure that other people's decisions are not going to hurt you, and therefore you're going to be in charge of their decisions. And you need to go in the presence of the Lord and ask Him, when did that happen in me? When did I take that on, that I was going to make other people's decisions? And let me say this, just because you can twist it and manipulate it and somehow in your own thinking believe that they made the decision, you need to step back and see who really made that decision. want to know if you've got some control issue in making other people's decisions, ask the people closest to you. But ask them with the foreknowledge of, I really want you to be honest. And I'm not going to jump on you and try to control you and put you down for being honest. Oh, right there, I just said the look of people's dread in their eyes across the room. Because you kind of already know. So God wants you to quit justifying it. He wants you to deal with the fear. He wants you to deal with the lie that other people, he looks at other people can make good decisions. All people led by the Holy Spirit can make good decisions. And if someone led by the Holy Spirit doesn't make a good decision, the Holy Spirit knows how to convict them. If it's a young child, the Holy Spirit will show you how to go and train them up using that situation. Okay, so what? On one side, we have the, I've got to control everything. You can't make your own decisions. I've got to be in charge. I'll do this for you. I'll take care of this. Then on the other extreme is the person who doesn't make any decisions. The kids just do whatever they want, whenever they want. Their spouse just says whatever. It's like they live in, there's no connecting dots in life, you know. And it's just this, they don't want to see what's going on. They don't want to hear what's going on. They just want to pretend that everything will turn out okay. That's the coping mechanism. Everything's just going to turn out okay. And some people spiritualize that. Well, let's pray. I'm just praying. Everything's going to turn out okay. Well, just praying. Prayer is talking to God, and God actually talks back and gives direction and wisdom to anyone who asks. It's amazing how many people pray and don't really listen, as if God understands that prayer is really an asking, communicating, getting direction and understanding relationship. It's that thing, everything's going to turn out okay, so I'll just pray about it. I'll just send up a prayer to a great big God who's up there somewhere in charge, and he's going to fix everything. Yay! And then you're devastated when it's not all fixed. And everybody around you is devastated or mocks your spirituality because you said you were praying about it. Okay? God, by his Holy Spirit, leads us into all truth. By his Holy Spirit, he orders our steps. By his Holy Spirit, he gives us wisdom. He gives us understanding. He gives us what to say when we need to say something. It's a real line of communication. God does really answer. There's really this almost thinking or teaching that our part is just to pray, and as if prayer is just telling God what we need or what the problem is. Instead of actually, God already knows what we need. He already knows what the problem is. Prayer really is about us putting that out there to receive the answer. And most of the time when you pray, you're going to receive the answer, and you're going to probably have to be the person to step forth out of your comfort zone, either to repent, to apologize, to confront, whatever the thing is that God's requiring you to do. And let me tell you this, if it's really God, it's going to be something you probably wouldn't have done on your own, because otherwise you wouldn't have prayed about it, you would have just done it. So if you like telling people off, don't say God had you tell people off. But if you can't stand to confront somebody, it's the last thing in the world you would do. Satan has whopped you good, and you're not going to rock the boat. And you pray, oh God, would you have somebody? He more than likely is going to tell you to step out of your comfort zone, away from your bondage, and react. For me, it's usually be quiet. Self-control. Don't say anything. What? Did you hear what they're saying about me? Yes, I did. Now you just be quiet and walk in love. Bless them. Some of us say, oh, God, I'm just being quiet. No, if you're one who won't confront anything, he's going to tell you that you can do all things through him because he'll strengthen you, and he's going to have you bust through that big, scary lie that you just cannot ever say no to somebody or ever confront somebody. Isn't it funny? You can see in this how Satan sets certain people up to be one way and certain people up the other way, and then they all get together and cause this big codependent thing, and we call it ministry, we call it family, we call it parenting. And God wants to set us free from it. Okay. So on this extreme, you really don't react until it's a big, gigantic mess. It's like it's a bubble. It's like you're in a bubble just believing nothing bad could happen or it's going to happen. It's not faith. It's pretended faith. It's a place to escape. It's a place to hide because somehow you've been too wounded to want to make a decision. You've been too wounded and you've allowed something to come in to stop you from hearing God, to get wisdom. And you actually have some lie that you took on somewhere that everything will turn out okay. And then when it doesn't, you blame God. And you get bitter and you walk away from God. That's what happens all the time. When you are delusional, you're delusional. The Bible says that if you hear the word but you don't do the word, you're self-deceived. Now you can be self-deceived in just certain areas and find in other areas. But you need to ask the Lord, open my eyes where I'm self-deceived. Open my eyes where I'm self-deceived. Okay, does this make sense to everybody? Okay, because we've just said this is personality, or we've just justified this. Every single person here should be able to confront when the Holy Spirit says to confront and have grace for it. Every person here should be able to be quiet when the Holy Spirit says to be quiet and have grace for it. Every person here should not be using their personality or their calling or their position or their intellect or anything else to control someone else and to make other people's decisions for them. No one here should be getting other people to make their decisions for them. Your children should not be making the decisions for their lives when they're young. And they should slowly, as they've been taught by you, and as they're connected to the headship of Christ, be able to make good decisions. And that's the real key to parenting, you all, not to control them the whole time they're young and keep them from making a decision and keep them from getting hurt and keep anything bad from happening to them. And then go, whew, no, or then you're going to be following them into their adulthood. And then you're going to be following, then you're going to be trying to take care of your grandchildren and trying to do this and that. And then it keeps on and on and on because you still have the lie that they can't make decisions for themselves. You still have that lie. Is this helping anybody? I'm seeing some kind of blurry kind of getting through. Some of this you got to go and let it soak in. People are to make decisions for themselves based on their relationship with God. And if they don't have the relationship with God that they should have, then they're going to have consequences because they didn't mature in their relationship. But you're not to take the place of their making their decisions because they made a decision not to mature in their relationship with God. Now, if they ask you, then you can share the hope that's in you. Okay. Husbands, your wives are not children. Wives, your husbands are not children. You don't treat them like children. single women and single men who are dating or want to date in the future. You don't want to date somebody to be their mother or to be their father. Because as soon as you're married to that person, you will see all the dynamics of their messed up childhood come to the surface. Somebody goes, why didn't you preach this a few years ago? Probably wouldn't have listened. Okay, are you understanding this? A husband and a wife relationship are two grown-up people who are to make their own decisions, whether right or wrong, based on their relationship with God. The husband, the Christian husband, has headship in the home, which means that if there's a decision that the wife and the husband cannot agree on that concerns the children, the finances, or something that's related to their family life, the wife has to submit to the husband in love, not against him, not with "I told you so, can't wait till this smacks you in the face," but with a heart that says, "God, I'm going to trust you to work in this. And I will pray and do whatever you show me to do." The whole Jezebel Ahab thing in the Bible is really set up by a woman who's been wounded by someone who's made bad decisions, and now she's going to make all the decisions. And a man who, for whatever reason, was never able to make decisions, or his mother didn't let him make decisions, or he never matured to make decisions, or he just doesn't want any confrontation, so he doesn't make any decisions, but then he sits there and he blames her for all the decisions that he should be making. And let me tell you, ladies, God's not going to give you the wisdom that he's supposed to give to your husband. And women, you have the sphere of influence, and a smart husband is going to want to know what his wife thinks about something and not have a controlling superior, "I don't need to hear what she has to say," because God may tell her something that you need to know to make a good decision, because you're going to stand before God about that decision, not her. And God can work in all that. And the marriage tapes are really good for this. I really encourage you. Boy, I really encourage people to get those. And they're normally $45. They'll be $25 tonight if you want those. If you haven't listened to the marriage, it doesn't matter if you're not dating anybody now or whatever. I'm telling you, they will so help you with relationships. Now, children start out as infants, unless you adopt. They still start as an infant, but just not for you. And children, as infants, you make every decision for them. Okay, you start out making every decision for them. Now, they can scream and yell like this little baby was getting a little rowdy there. And his mother had to make a decision to get the bottle. Or she could decide it not to. Wouldn't be a wise decision. Some people make bad decisions and think that age they're spoiling them if they feed them when they cry, even though they're only crying at that age because they're hungry or wet or something like that. But anyway, so it's really good to read some of those books to understand what the child is really up to at that age and capable of. Shaking a little baby is always wrong, but it's ridiculous to shake them to be quiet. They don't get that. You're just hurting them. They're going to cry more. And then some people end up doing horrible things that they never intended to do because they don't understand. You have to make the decisions. But for every year that they're growing, even by months, they start to make some of their own decisions. And your job is to train them up in that, teach them of the Lord in that. And as they find the Lord Jesus Christ, which should happen at a really early age if you're doing this biblically, to be honest with you. I didn't have a single child who got past the age of 3 who wasn't already saved and by 5 filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, they've made some decisions not to go deeper in that for right now, maybe, but that's their decisions. That's not mine anymore. But these decisions you make, and your whole idea of making the decision is not to control them and not to put fear in them, but to train them up to make good decisions, to hear from God, to learn from their mistakes. Okay. But if you start letting a child make decisions when it's too big of a decision for them to make, because you bought a lie that you can't make decisions, then you're going to end up with a mess. And if you want other people to make those decisions for you, you need to really stop and say, what is wrong in me that I don't want to make these decisions? Why do I want to find a man, if you're a single mom, to make these decisions? Why am I so set on that there needs to be a man in this house to make these decisions? It very well could be because you bought a lie that you can't make decisions. If you bought a lie that you can't make decisions, you're going to be looking for someone to make those. It could be your parents. It could be your neighbors. You will not make decisions based on what is right to teach that child. Well, they wanted to do it. Who cares what they want to do? What does that have to do with anything? Is it the right decision for them? Why do they even think at such early ages that they should be making all the decisions and calling the shots? It's something they start to do as they mature and as you see that they're hearing God. Get it? Your part is to help them to hear God. It's the same thing if you're teaching and ministering to people. I'm not going to make your decisions for you. Oh, boy, do many of you want me to. She hears God. I hear God telling me to help you hear God. That's why the covering doctrine is such a bad doctrine.